Tim, you won this team by Ed Block Courage Award winner this year. Mm-hmm. What does that mean to you?
It means a lot. It means that my peers, coaches, and this team respects the process that I've gone through. They respect the character that I've tried to display, and it means a lot. You know, there are a lot of different accolades on the field, you know, statistically and stuff like that. But to have something like that, where it's more of guys that recognize the path that you've taken, they respect the kind of guy that you've been and the example that you set, it means a lot.
Is that something guys have asked you about, you know, exactly what you went through and how you went through that process?
Yeah, it's something that, I mean, you look, I'm not a guy, I don't want empathy. I don't play this game for empathy. I don't want someone to feel a certain way because that's the role that I took. Everyone has their own role, and that's the role that I took. But in that same regard, it's something where it's like when you go through something, you want to do everything that you can to make sure that those around you don't have to go through that. You know, your teammates, your friends, whatever it is. So anytime I get a chance to share whatever I've learned and throughout this whole process with other guys on the team, I try to.
You know, we've asked you throughout the three-year process, but, you know, was there a time where you just said, you know, nothing's enough, or mm-hmm. did you just feel like you saw the light at the end?
Yeah, man. There's plenty of times. There are plenty of times where, I didn't even know if I had it in me to keep going. It's like you don't even know. You wake up that morning, I don't even know I'm going to get through this day. You go through yet another surgery, another setback, and you rely on, you know, the things that you wrote down, the goals you wrote down. You rely on the people who are in your corner. And it's like you keep this picture in your mind days like this. You try to close your eyes and envision days like this, talking to you guys, talking to the team the night before the game. You try to envision those days the best you can in your mind, so to actually see everything start to take place, it's a true blessing.
What has this last week been like for you? You talk to the team the night mm-hmm. before the game, being back in Arizona,
right?
From that to winning this award today, just I know it's been a ride the last couple of years, but just this 1 week period.
Man, it's I think the biggest thing that really kind of broke me down was my wife sending me a long text, the other day. And to have her, she's been with me through the ups and the downs, you know, where most people have just seen smiles, she's seen the tears. She's seen the moments where I'm throwing things across the room, you know, in frustration. She's seen, you know, me waking up in the room. She's seen me, you know, looking at the MRIs in the doctor's office. She's seen all of that. And to have her, it's one thing to have your teammates and your coaches and the community respect you, which is, it's amazing. But to have the people, your loved ones, who they see the good and the bad, they see it all. To have her send me a text and having her respect and her love, and it meant a lot. You know, it meant a lot, man. This week has been awesome, and it kind of it set the tone for hopefully this team. It set the tone for this community, and hopefully it set the tone for the rest of my career.